Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, reporting on the New World with Professor Evan Ellis, whose task at the U.S. Army War College is Latin American research professor. And I'm always looking for fresh stories about South America. The professor's spent his life devoted to this, and I'm a newbie. So when I find something that I think, well, this might not have happened before, I'm keen on it. Now, there's a report out of Cuba that private enterprise, a young man, started a website that is crypto, that makes it possible for people to exchange goods on the basis of crypto is a currency that doesn't really exist except for in the minds of the people exchanging it, and it's based on dollars almost always. However, the Cuban government, in its ambition, believes it can control crypto trading in Cuba. It's peculiar because nobody else can control it. The best minds at the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England are now puzzling what is to be done. Even China, which doesn't mind cutting corners, is not sure how you control crypto. The whole nature of it is decentralized banking. Professor, I don't want to press the matter whether the government in Havana can be successful at this. I want to marvel at the fact that they're inventing crypto in Cuba. Is there a cash drought in Cuba? I know there are poor people, but are they without funds? Is that the product of the Cuban policy? Is that the matter of sanctions? Everybody points to the embargo. Is that where the cash went?
It's a great point, John. Cuba, not unlike Russia, who, as you recall, used to have the convertible ruble. Cuba a long time tried to deal with its isolation from the rest of the world by having one version of its currency for foreign exchange and another version for everyone else with, special, rates in different stores. That increasingly became a problem. But particularly in 2020, as the U.S. during the Trump administration extended sanctions, even things such as remittances, entities such as Western Union, which used to be a vehicle by which people in the United States and elsewhere passed money into Cuba, became more and more difficult. In many ways, this latest toying with cryptocurrency is a way to try to get around some of the restrictions. Now, there already has been a unofficial, perhaps significant cryptocurrency trade in Cuba, things like Ethereum and Litecoin, something called Cubita and entity called Bitremesas used to be used for that. So in many ways, what was done through what was called Resolution 215 on September 16th by the central bank, saying that they would regulate cryptocurrencies, and then the more recent announcement that they were taking this forward in a more formalized way. This can be interpreted as a way of getting around some of the costs of sanctions, which of course have been continued with the Biden administration, and relate to the rest of the world economy. But as you point out, it's very difficult to control. What remains to be seen is what cryptocurrencies will be used, John. So, for example, right now the Chinese government is moving to impose its own cryptocurrency, in which basically the state gets visibility and control over all of the transactions by everyone. So the state has control, even if it's technically using some of the cryptological ways of securing that. So Cuba hasn't done that yet, but it'll be interesting to see whether, as this advances, whether there's an attempt, just like Venezuela tried to do unsuccessfully with a cryptocurrency, whether Cuba tries to work with China or others to introduce its own cryptocurrency, which would actually, not unlike what happened with Huawei and telecommunications, move us to kind of farther state control, but crypto at the same time. And then finally, it's entirely also plausible to understand that some of these social frustration with shortages that were reflected in the quashed July 2021 revolts across the island, that some of that was really part also of the pressure that got Cuba to say, okay, let's allow this thing for now. But the future of where the government takes it, as you point out, is still a matter of question.
Many elections pending in Latin America and South America to follow closely, because Latin America now is faced with a crossroads to the populist left and greater interaction with China, to the market right and frustrations with resources. Professor Evan Ellis, the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute, Latin American professor, research professor. This is the New World Report. This is CBS Eye on the World. This is John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Moro Casino, American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.